of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. Yes, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. See you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory.
Well, is that your desire tonight? Amen. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? How many of you enjoyed services here over the weekend? Wasn't it good? Praise the Lord. We certainly appreciate God's grace and mercy to us as He meets with us, seem like every service. And He's the featured guest of honor, and I love it that way, don't you? Somebody say praise the Lord. Why don't you give the Lord a real good hand clap of praise tonight? You love Him with all your heart. Hallelujah. Oh, isn't He wonderful tonight? Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, tonight's Wednesday night. Brother Jackie Benton is going to be speaking for you tonight. And Brother Jackie, he's just a wonderful brother, I'll tell you that. And I just appreciate his zeal for the Lord. And I know you're looking forward to hearing Brother Jackie speak for us tonight. We've got a few things to do before then, though. We're going to create a real good atmosphere in here tonight. Why don't you take just a second, turn around, shake somebody's hand, and say, it's good to see you in the house of the Lord tonight. Praise the Lord. Play just a little bit more of that, guys, if you will. Play. Amen. God bless you. Good to see you, buddy. God bless you. Good to see you. God bless you. Good to see you, brother. Boys, good to see you. Good to see you. Louis, good to see you. I'll shake your hand, too. God bless you.
see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, 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 I want to see you. I want to see you. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Let's look at our prayer requests tonight, if you will. Sister Shirley Robbins, having a lot of problems with her back and a lot of pain tonight. I want to remember her as we pray tonight. I want to pray for Sister Moyer from Ohio. She's in the hospital. Doctors cannot find out what is wrong with her. They're asking that we would pray for her tonight. Brother and Sister Baker wants us to remember Sister Christine's brother, Gary Lyons. He is passing blood through his kidneys, but pray most of all for his soul. So let's remember that need tonight as we pray. I want to pray for Sister Estep's niece and her family. Cindy Strong's husband, Tony, and their daughter both have been diagnosed with cancer. Pray for strength for Cindy to be able to deal with this affliction that has befallen her husband and daughter. Also want to pray for Sister Estep. She's had a total knee replacement, is doing well with that, but has encountered other problems and is facing two more surgeries, in desperate need of prayer. So we certainly want to pray for that need tonight. I want to pray for Sister Brandy Anthon. She continues to have severe headaches and is now experiencing difficulty in walking. She is scheduled to see a neurologist and is asking that God would help the doctors to find the cause of the problem. So we just commit that to the Lord tonight. This testimony from Sister Roxanne Black from Louisiana, she called to thank everyone for praying for Sister Barbara Gerber. She has awakened from a comatose-like state and is able to speak. Please continue to pray for her complete healing. So we praise the Lord that she's showing signs of getting better. Praise the Lord for that tonight. We'll pray for Sister Jaretta Stockton, has a pull muscle in her leg. Also want to pray for a brother Marty and his family. They're from Arkansas. They lost their son. They're asking that we remember that family in prayer tonight as we pray. Want to pray for Sister Anna Altland's mother. She broke her hip. She's had surgery and needs a healing touch from the Lord. So let's pray for that need tonight. Want to remember a lady by the name of Ruby, had surgery today. So let's pray that the Lord would touch her tonight. And a brother, I want to remember Brother Chandler Curtis' family. They're having had a death in that family, and we just want to commit that family unto the Lord, that God would be with them during this time. Brother Charlie and Sister Phoebe says to please have the angels here. Pray for Sister Phoebe's sister, Orpha, who is scheduled for surgery tomorrow. So they're asking that we would remember that need tonight. And then we want to remember Brother Danny Therese in prayer. I believe he's been pretty sick, and let's just pray that the Lord would touch Brother Danny tonight. Brother Bobby Hayton says it's an urgent prayer for Brother Jamie Hayton. Had a virus with severe pain, needs an immediate touch from the Lord. So let's pray for that need tonight, Brother Jamie Hayton, that the Lord would just touch him. All the unspoken prayer requests tonight, if you have something you'd like for this group to pray about, well, we believe we're serving a God that can answer prayer, don't we? You believe it with all your heart, church? I certainly do, and we just want to commit these things unto the Lord. Brother Terry, why don't you come tonight? Let's invite the presence of our Lord into this service and ask Him to have His divine will in all these needs tonight.
Amen.
God bless you, buddy. Appreciate you.
We get to go to church tonight. Isn't that wonderful? We get to go to church again. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I'm so happy we get to go to church again. Lord, when we think about really why are we here? Why do we come to church? Is it just a thing to do? I'm so thankful I still have in my heart a burning desire to come to the house of God, to hear your word, to sing songs of praise, to fellowship with the saints, Lord, around the word. Lord, we realize that this is the closing hours of time, I want to be found at my post of duty when that great hour of rapture, that translation takes place. I want to be right here at my post of duty. God, I'm thankful that you have given still some of us a still desire to come to the house of God. I pray that those, Lord, that have maybe they've become a little lukewarm, that you would touch them and just stir them up one more time and let them realize we are in the closing hours. Lord, I pray tonight for these requests. Sister Shirley Robbins, you know her need, her condition. I pray that you'll touch her. I had two or three requests from out of state that has a need in their body, and be with them. And I pray, God, for everyone that I'm holding in my hand. There's people that we raise their hands. We have unsaved loved ones that are outside the ark of safety. I want to see them saved. Come in, filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord, we're just so close to the end, but it's exciting. This is what we've been living for. We lived our life for you, Lord. We're looking forward to the coming of the Lord. We're living in perilous times, dangerous times, as our brother preached on. But we're living in a glorious time, because I believe in my lifetime I'm going to see a translation of the saints, a change of the body, a rapture from this dimension to another. Lord, it's just glorious to see what you are doing. And in the excitement, Lord, that we just feel the anticipation. Lord, Brother Branham said one time, never lose our enthusiasm for the coming of the Lord. I'm still enthused about the coming of the Lord. Still enthused about the ministry and the opening of the Word and the things that you're bringing to us through our pastor and the evangelists that come in and speak to us, and Brother Dale and different ones that preach, and what Brother is going to bring to us tonight. We're thankful for that. I'm glad, Lord, to be able to come to church. Bless your children tonight. Give us, thus saith the Lord, let it be ever-present water from the rock. Let us pull on that gift. May we say it's been good to be in the house of God. And I want Brother Jackie to speak. Lord, just the things, may he not have to search for words, but may they come flowingly. And may we just have a good time of fellowship around the Word. I pray that you'll touch every request that I hold in my hand. May we have a joyous time of fellowship here tonight. We ask, Lord, you take the uppermost seat. Come be present with us tonight, Lord. We need your fellowship. We need your guidance. We need your presence. We're asking you to meet with us tonight, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
God bless you. Ushers, if you'll come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. If you're visiting tonight with us in this service, we certainly want to welcome all of you, all those that are streaming the service tonight. May God richly bless all of our brothers and sisters from around the world that stream in the service. Pray it'll be a blessing to you. I didn't get a note on it, but I believe if I'm understanding it right, Sister Linda Maxwell is back in the hospital. Am I right in saying that? I know they had to put her back in the hospital. So we certainly want to pray for Sister Linda Maxwell. Remember her as we pray tonight, that the Lord would just be with our sister. May they find out what's wrong with her, and may she receive her healing. Also want to remember Brother Donnie, Brother Daryl, and Brother Daniel that on a hunting trip, that the Lord would just be mindful of them, be merciful unto them, give them protection, and bring them back home safe to us. Let me make just a few announcements while we're getting ready to sing tonight. Now, there will not be any service here next Wednesday night. That's 11-21-12. 11-21-12, which is next Wednesday night. There will not be any service here next Wednesday. We'll announce that again this weekend, the Lord willing. So remember that. Also, let me bring this to your attention one more time. The changes, the necessary changes that you need to make in the church directory, if you need to make those, please go to the library, and I think they have a form over there. You can make the changes that you need to make. If you had an address change, an addition to your family, moved, whatever, please make the proper changes over in the library. We'll announce that again this coming weekend, but Sunday morning will be the last time that we'll be able to do that. Let's sing a song tonight. Brother Joel has took this song and just done really well with it. I hate to even sing it, but he's not here tonight, so I guess that's all right if we sing it. But someone had requested that we sing "Didn't I Walk on the Water?" So let's try to sing that song tonight. I've had trouble with the chorus every time I've sung it. So if I do again tonight, just don't worry about it. All right. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Now, we didn't come up here so that you could just watch me, or so that I could just stand and watch you. We come to participate. Are you a participator? Somebody say, I am. Somebody say, I will. Somebody say, we everyone will. Give the Lord a big hand clap of praise. Play it, buddy.
As I kneel in the darkness, in the middle of the night, praying for assurance, everything's gonna be alright. Lord, I see another battle out in front of me, and I'm afraid I won't be able, and I'll go down in defeat. But he said, I walk on the water, and I calm the raging sea. I spoke to the wind, it hushed and I gave you peace. Didn't I hear you when you called? I walked right beside you, just so you wouldn't fall. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for sin? I searched until I found you, and I'd do it all again.
He said, do you remember just where I brought you from?
That's right.
Just take a look behind you.
See how far you've come.
And every time you ask me, didn't I deliver you? So why would you be thinking that I wouldn't see you through?
And he said, I walked
on the water, I calmed the raging sea.
I spoke
to the wind, it hushed and it gave me peace. Beside you, just so you wouldn't fall.
Did I leave all of heaven
just to die for your sin? I searched until I found you, and I do it all again. Now she's talking to her father in a house that was once a home. She said, my bells are coming due, Lord, and 6 days is not that long. She hears a voice so still and low, says, I've moved like that before. I'll do this little thing for you, and I'll give you so much more. I spoke to the wind, it hushed and I gave you peace. In my love, you rescued, didn't I hear you when you called? I walked right beside you, just so you wouldn't fall. Didn't I leave all of heaven, just to die for your sin? I searched until I found you, and I did it all again. He said, do you remember,
where
I brought you from?
Hallelujah.
Just take a look behind you at how far you have come.
Oh, sing it, church.
And every time you ask me, didn't I deliver you? So why would you be thinking that I wouldn't see you through? Didn't I walk on the water?
Hallelujah.
I calmed the raging sea.
Whoa.
I spoke to the wind, it hushed and I gave you peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Right beside you, just so you wouldn't fall.
Oh, didn't I leave?
heaven just to die for your sin. I searched until I found you.
Amen. Let's sing that little chorus, God is your oasis. Just before we change the order of the service, Sister Alicia is getting a song for us tonight. If she'll come onto the platform and be getting ready to sing, we'll go right on into the service. But let's sing this little chorus tonight. How many of you believe that God is your oasis tonight? How many of you believe that there's water for you in a dry and dusty land? I believe God's got us right where He wants us. And He will get the victory, Brother Terry. Amen. I believe that with all of my heart. Let's sing this chorus tonight. Yes, God is your oasis in dry places. He makes flowers grow. God is your oasis, and where His grace is, living waters flow. Oh yes, now God is your oasis in dry places. He makes flowers grow. You can be seated tonight.
Message so easily read.
Amen. You appreciate that song tonight. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Brother Jackie Benton's going to come bring us the word of the Lord tonight. How many of you going to pray for your brother tonight? Amen. Let's sing a chorus just before he gets ready to come and bring us the word. Let's sing Victory in Jesus tonight.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. Oh, there's victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
My Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. And all my love is due. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. I heard an old story, how Satan came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his glory, how the goodness of then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with every day big love. He loved me, yeah, I knew, and all the love is due. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. I heard about a mansion is built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the age of saving and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll see that there, the song of victory. Hallelujah. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. And he bought me with every day in blood. He loved me, I knew him, and all my love is new. He plunged me to victory beneath Your cleansing blood. I heard about His healing, of His cleansing power revealing. How He made the lame to walk again, and it was the blind to see. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, God's Spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to bed the victory. Oh, victory, hey, hallelujah, and thank you for help. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me, I knew Him, and all my love is new. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing. Sang that chorus once more. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me, I knew Him, and all my love is new. He punched me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blood, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your precious blood. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for victory tonight, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many can say that He plunged me, hallelujah, to victory beneath the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ? Oh, I'm glad for that. Hallelujah. It's written in red tonight. He loved me. He loved me. The Bible said, for God so loved the world. Put your name there. For God so loved me. For God so loved me that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him, amen, to believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Put your name there. Don't you love Him tonight? It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Always a joy, as Brother Terry said, we get to go to church. This is Wednesday night. Hallelujah. What a Wednesday night. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus is here. Amen. Might need it. Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. I love Him, don't you? If you have your Bibles, turn with us to 1 Peter chapter 2 for a portion of reading tonight. I want to say we greet you in the lovely name of the Lord. It's a joy to stand here and speak to the bride of Christ. The greatest people that ever walked in shoe leather is here tonight. And I feel humbled, amen, to speak to the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. We love you and we appreciate you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Please pray for Caleb Newsom. He had to leave service having trouble breathing. You know, just like the devil. Let's pray. Let's pray a special prayer tonight for him. And not only for him, how many has a hand that you'd raise tonight to say, remember me in prayer? I need God. I need another touch from Him. Hallelujah. I want a refilling. I want, amen, the new again. Bring back the new again, Lord. Hallelujah. Refresh us tonight in your presence. Let us pray. Father,
As Lord, as we come tonight, Lord, in this prayer request, Lord. Hallelujah for Lord Caleb, Lord. Newsome, Father, I pray that, Lord, you'll intervene. That you'll come, Father, tonight, Lord, and you'll bring, Lord, healing to that, Lord, soul tonight, we pray. Give healing, Father, Lord. There's a band of believers tonight that have gathered, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, in offering prayer, Lord, and bringing before the throne of God. Hallelujah, Lord, this, Lord, a brother tonight, and ask you, Father, that you would intervene and move, Lord. And you see the hands, Lord, that was raised tonight, Father. And Lord Jesus, we ask you that you just come, Father, tonight and meet those needs, Lord. I don't know what the needs might be, Lord, and Thou knowest, Father, Lord, but we know, Lord, one tonight, Lord, that is able to supply every need according to your riches and glory. Lord, in that redemption, Lord, we know that it's for mind, soul, and body. And we ask you tonight, Lord, that you would come and speak to the people as the word goes forth. May you anoint, Lord, our lips tonight as we speak. Thy word, Father, and anoint the ears and the hearts of the people to receive it, Father, and we'll give all the praise and all the honor and all the glory unto Thee in Jesus Christ's name. And amen and amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with us here. We're going to read verse 9 and 10 of 1 Peter chapter 2. How many is glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight? But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. May God bless you as you're seated. May He bless the word to our hearts tonight. And I'd like just to maybe take a thought tonight for a little while on blending with the word. Amen. I'm glad that we have the word of the Lord tonight, aren't you? Amen. That which is eternal. Amen. Heaven and earth will pass, but Jesus said, my word shall not pass away. Hallelujah. We can trust in Him. Isn't that right? Amen. Now the Bible says yet that here you are a peculiar people. A chosen generation. A royal priesthood. A peculiar people. That you should show forth the praises of Him. Why are you chosen? Why are you a priesthood tonight? Why are you a holy nation, a peculiar people? To show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Amen. Hallelujah. And we know tonight we're different. Isn't that right? Yes. We are different. Sure. Brother Ram said we are the only people, and this is the only book that lets us know who we are. That lets us know where we came from and where we are going. I'm glad tonight that we know now. We know, see, that the Bible said there's Lord's many, there's God's many, but to us, there's only one. There's only one true way of worship. The true worshiper, the Bible said, must worship God in spirit and in the truth. That's what I like about this assembly. We have the truth and we worship in the spirit and in the truth. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Amen. So, you know, a lot of people says, oh, we just blend together. We're all the same. All the religions are the same. No, sir. Hallelujah. We're different. We are a peculiar people. We're not all the same. Isn't that right? But we can say tonight that we are a child of the King. We're a child of the King. Aren't you glad for that tonight? Now, Brother Bram said, anything that you put before, amen, God is an idol. You can even put church, he said, before God. You can put your buildings, your organization, amen, your dogmas and your creeds, anything. Brother Bram said that you put before God becomes an idol. It may be the materialistic things. Isn't that right? Emphasis upon things of the world. Your ball games. Isn't that right? Anything that you put before you and God is an idol. Hallelujah. Listen, friend, I want to blend with the Word of God tonight. Oh, thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to read you a quote here, and I'll read maybe several quotes here, but, you know, I'm glad that we know in whom we have believed and persuaded. I'm afraid there's a lot of people, amen, that they aren't persuaded. Amen. They aren't concerned. Listen, brothers and sisters, it's time for desperation, as the brother said. We're living here at the end, the kitchen, right at the kitchen away, right at going home time. Hallelujah. And it won't be long, friend, I believe, until this bride leaves here. And we're anticipating, as he said, the catching away. You know, I was thinking today, I was just, you know, reminiscing and thinking about all the people that I've known in the past and preached for them, and many pastors. I guess I could name 8 or 10 or 12 pastors that I preached for regularly over the years. They've outstripped us and gone. They're gone. I've had people through the years to tell me, Brother Benton, you're on my prayer list. I pray for you daily. They're gone. They're not here. And we need prayer warriors. Listen, Brother Ram said here. He said, here I am. I don't care. I'm going to follow the scripture. That blueprint. I don't care what anybody else says. I'll stay with it. I don't care what it costs me, Lord. I'm nothing to begin with. But I want you to lead me and let the Holy Spirit that wrote this Bible and made these promises confirm it back through my life. I believe any true Christian tonight can say amen to this quote. Confirm it back through my life. Oh, Lord Jesus. Son of God, I love you. Tender my heart, Lord. Take away all the filth and the love of the world. And let me live holy in this present world before you. Let my motive, my attitude, my spirit be right. And bring me into obedience to your word. Bring the dynamics upon the mechanics. Make out all the greenness and make me ready for the rapture. Is that what we're looking for tonight? Hallelujah. More of you, Lord, less of me. Can we say that tonight? More of you, Lord, and less of me. We're different. We're peculiar tonight. We're blended with the word. And Brother Ram said here, he said, that's what makes the gospel today. It's the unusualness. Amen. Because God is unusual. His word is interpreted unusual to what we sometimes have it interpreted. He said, but as I've said before, God needs nobody to interpret his word. He does his own interpretation. by bringing to pass the things that He said He would do. He interprets His own word. He doesn't need our interpretation. It's our interpretation, our own man-made thoughts that we put with it. See? Hallelujah. But we need God's interpretation of the word. When God said, let there be light, He said, there was light. That needs no interpretation. Jesus said, the Son of Man goes up to Jerusalem and be given to the hands of sinful men. There to be crucified. And on the third day He'll rise again. That needs no interpretation. A little while and the world sees me no more. Yet ye shall see me, for I shall be with you and even in you to the end of the world, to the end of the consummation of all things. He's here. He doesn't need any interpretation. It's His promise. I'm glad for His promise tonight, aren't you? I'm glad for His word tonight. I'm glad that He speaks tonight in His word. Hallelujah. And you tonight, you're the interpretation of God's word. We know where we came from. We know where we're going. Let me tell you a little story. Einstein was supposed to be a smart man. Very intelligent. So he was on a trip. He was on the train and he was going to a certain destination. The conductor came by and he asked for his ticket. He looked in his coat. He looked in his pocket. He couldn't find his ticket. And the conductor said, well, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So he went on collecting tickets. He said, we know who you are. Just don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. So he went on collecting tickets and he saw Einstein. He was down on the floor looking for his ticket. He said, sir, we know who you are. Don't worry about it. Forget about it. Don't worry about it. We know who you are. He said, I know who I am, but I don't know where I'm going. Hallelujah. And there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people tonight. Amen. They don't know where they stand. They don't know where they are. They don't know where they're going. Hallelujah. But the bride of Jesus Christ knows tonight. Hallelujah. Where she's going. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad tonight? Amen. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Hallelujah. We are identified. We have a certain identification. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe this little bride tonight can say according, amen, like Mary, be it to me according to thy word. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we sing a song, river of life, flow through me. Hallelujah. So I said, you're not the river. Amen. You are the riverbed. And I think we need to remember that. We're not the river, but we are the riverbed. We are, amen, the channel through which God channels His blessings through. Hallelujah. Amen. And be it to me, Lord, according to thy word. And we know tonight this Bible is God in letter form. And you're the Bible in flesh. You are the temple of God. Amen. You're peculiar people. To the world, you are nobody. Hallelujah. Amen. But Jesus said, in me, you'll have peace. Hallelujah. In me, you'll have peace. And to God, you're a masterpiece. Hallelujah. You're a masterpiece. Michelangelo, amen, he had in mind, amen, what he was envisioning, amen, that masterpiece to become. And God, you were in his thoughts. Hallelujah. Before the world was. Hallelujah. From the foundation of the world. And we know tonight that this message is the express image of God. A life lived by the word is the word expressed. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad tonight, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. That we can see our name in redemption. In the book. Hallelujah. In the book. And you know you're ordained. Amen. You're ordained to this message. Brother Bram said God sent me with a message. And ordained you to hear it. Hallelujah. I was thinking about Brother Charlie just over the way there coming. And he gave his testimony about being shot at. Hallelujah. By the enemy, by the natural. And he's still being shot at by the devil. Every one of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Every one of us. The devil is trying to destroy. Amen. God's elect. God's chosen. Amen. But we know that he cannot deceive the very elect. Isn't that right? He cannot deceive the very elect. Oh, it hurts us, friend, to see people. Amen. There is a falling away, and it hurts us to see that. And there's memories of people that we've saw here, friend, worshiping God under the great presence of the Lord. Amen. And you say, does it hurt, Brother Benton? Absolutely. Absolutely. It hurts us. It burdens us. Hallelujah. It bothers us. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, but we don't ever, Brother Ram said, don't never fail to pray for the sinners. Keep a prayer. And try, brothers and sisters, hallelujah, to believe, not just for us four no more. Hallelujah. But to believe and pray for one another. The Bible said, amen, if a brother falls, amen, what do? Pray for him. Restore. Not destroy, but restore such a one. Hallelujah. In the spirit of meekness. And listen, friend. Hallelujah. I'm glad for a shepherd. I'm glad for the chief shepherd. I'm glad for the good shepherd. And I'm glad for the under shepherd. I'm glad for a pastor tonight that stays with the word of God. Amen. Without failure, without fear, brothers and sisters, and declares the whole counsel of God. And we're so blessed to be able to sit right here in God's oasis. Hallelujah. Amen. God is their oasis in dry places. And listen, the dry places will come. Isn't that right? In dry places, he'll make the flowers grow. Hallelujah. God is my oasis. And where his grace is, living waters flow tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I can't understand, brothers and sisters. As Brother Terry said, why anybody won't go to church? That's where we're corrected. That's where we are blessed. That's where we have fellowship. That's where we have spiritual food. Amen. The shepherd, hallelujah, giving, amen, sheep food. And Brother Branham said, what a joy it is to see the sheep eating the sheep food that's sent to them. What a joy it is. Amen. John said, amen, what a joy it was. Amen. What a joy to see the sheep eating the food. The truth, the word of God. Aren't you glad for that tonight? So the Bible said that the shepherd cares for the sheep. He cares for the sheep. Hallelujah. And thank God for the shepherd tonight. Thank God for the under-shepherds. Thank God for the ministries. Hallelujah. I'm here, brother, amen, of Brother Donnie. How we need to pray for him. I don't believe, I'm sure, brother, we don't pray for him like we should. Brother Ram said, I need your prayers. He said, pray for me. I really need your prayers. He said, I've got decisions to make. I need your prayers. Pray for me. Hallelujah. And Brother Donnie needs your prayers. Isn't that right? Every time you pray for Brother Donnie, you'll be blessed. You'll get the blessing. as well as he. Amen. How do I know? I know by experience. I know by experience. Hallelujah. I was talking to Brother Lewis just recently. And you know, October was Pastor Appreciation Month. I said to Brother Louis, it's not just once a month. It shouldn't be once a month. It should be every day, every week. Not just one month, but every month, every week, every day. Hallelujah. Praying, brothers and sisters. Amen. For their pastor and praying for one another. Praying for the minister of the Word of God. Well, that's, amen. That's our blessings. Isn't that right? I sing a song, sometimes my highest heights are at the feet of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's your highest height. Hallelujah. When you pray. So the good shepherd cares for the sheep. The good shepherd gives his life, the Bible said, for the sheep. So I told Brother Branham, you know, there was a boy going astray. And a man told the prophet, he said, let that rascal go. Let that rascal go. Brother Branham said, I went after him. He said, he'd have went astray as sure as the world. But he said he's now safe in the fold because I went after him. Hallelujah. We've got a responsibility. We've got a responsibility, friend. And don't let this message become common to you. Don't let it become common to you. Have we let it become common? I might have mentioned this, but a few months ago, there was a brother. They gave him just a few months to live with cancer. Come in the office there where I was with tears. He said, I've searched my life. He said, my greatest regret is I have let this message become common to me. I've let it become common. It would be easy, friend, just to let the message become common to us. Hallelujah. But don't never, the prophet said, don't never let this message become common to us. Hallelujah. Oh, it's a great message tonight. Don't you love the Lord Jesus? And I'm glad that how great God is and how that, you know, that God moves in such simplicity. And Brother Branham told a little story sometimes just in this simple manner. That God gets our attention. Isn't that right? And he told the story, remember, of old Gabe that went hunting with a parson. And Brother Bram said he couldn't hit nothing. He wasn't a hunter. He'd be like me. You know? I'm not a hunter. I never killed but one deer. And that was with a car. You know? I said, I killed a deer with a 98. A 98 Oldsmobile. You know? But I'm glad for those that can hunt and do hunt. Amen? And have some relaxation. Amen? In the game, you know, and getting along as alone as Brother Branham did, you know, with fellowship with the Lord. But he said, old Gabe couldn't hit nothing. But they were going in after the day's hunt. And it was loaded with game. Rabbits and birds and just loaded down with game. Right. And he began to look at the sun going down. And as he was looking at the sun going down, he began to realize that the sun of his life was going down. Yeah. It wasn't going to be long, amen, upon the earth for him. Amen. And he said, but God must have really loved me to give me all of this game. He must have really loved me. And looking at the sun going down and, amen. And he told the parson, he said, I'm going to be at church in the morning. I'm going to be sitting on the front row the rest of my life. Amen. Hallelujah. God must have really loved me. I'm going to be sitting on the front row to church the rest of my life. What's he done for you? How was it when you heard the call? Come follow me. Hallelujah. I'm glad, brothers and sisters. And just, yeah, amen. Brother Ram talked about the man that pulled out the card. He went searching and searching different places. Hallelujah. Wanted to know. Hallelujah. For certain that he had the Holy Spirit. And Brother Ram said, you remember when you pulled out that card? Where will you spend eternity? That's where it happened. Hallelujah. Has God spoke to your life? Has God dealt with you tonight? Do you know where you stand tonight? Hallelujah. Brother Ram said Christianity is an everyday rugged life. Living for God in this present world. It's the constant burning of the fire and the love of God in your heart that sets you on fire and sets you out yonder with the people and making converts to Christ. And he said, a life that doesn't follow Christ every day is not worthy of the gospel. It's not just on Sunday. Hallelujah. It's not just on Wednesday. But it's an everyday, hallelujah, it's an everyday fellowshipping in Christ Jesus. Aren't you glad for that tonight? Aren't you glad that it's a daily thing, brothers and sisters, hallelujah, walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And Brother Ram said, if we didn't have so many other things on our mind, you know, some things we come to church sometimes thinking about tomorrow. I got to do this the next day. I got to do this. Then we come to church. We ought to lay aside every thought and everything of the world and enter into fellowship with Christ and worship, meditating and worshiping in our hearts and singing songs and praises unto Him, being in meditation all the time, expecting God to appear to you. Hallelujah. But brethren, I said they try to make it so complicated. These things and them things, when it boils right down to one thing, your personal faith in God. It boils down to one thing, your personal relationship in Christ. Aren't you glad for that relationship tonight? You want to be His tonight? A child of the King? Hallelujah. Let me read you the scripture tonight. And you know, Brother Ram said when He gives you the Holy Spirit, He said when the Holy Spirit comes in, it makes you meek. It makes you humble. It makes you loving. It makes you forgiving. Isn't that right? When the Holy Spirit comes, what does it do? Makes you love everybody. It makes you pray for souls. It makes you pray. You know, the Bible said when one member suffers, we all suffer. When one member rejoices, we all rejoice. Isn't that right? And that's the body of Christ. That's the body of Christ tonight. When one member suffers, we all suffer. And Brother Ram said, pray for one another. Say good things about one another. Isn't that right? Listen to the scripture. And we know, all of us know, as John said, this is not a new message. This is a message you heard from the beginning. That you love one another. So it's not an old message. Amen. That's just to be put aside, but it's a message you heard from the beginning that you love one another. And the Bible said, but love ye your enemies and do good and then hoping for nothing and your reward shall be great and ye shall be called the children and you shall be the children of the highest. I like that. I read this scripture tonight because I want to be a child of the highest. Amen. forgetting. Amen. And you shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be you therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Judge not and you shall not be judged. Condemn not and you shall not be condemned. Forgive and ye shall be forgiven. And the scripture says, if you don't forgive, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you of your trespasses. Hallelujah. You say, oh, I can't forgive. Do you want to be a child of the highest? Amen. Listen to the scripture here in Matthew chapter 5. Whosoever shall compel you to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him, amen, that would borrow of thee, turn not away. You have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you. That you may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. That you may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, we've got a Heavenly Father tonight. We got a Heavenly Father tonight. I want to be like my Heavenly Father. I want to be like the highest. A child of the King. Hallelujah. Oh, that His precious blood could cleanse us and wash us. Amen. Whiter than snow. Aren't you glad for that tonight? Aren't you glad for His blessings? Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. What a foretaste of glory divine. Hallelujah. I think we should have talked to Him more. Not about others or to others or about somebody else. Talk to Him. Hallelujah. Forgive. Pray for your brothers and your sisters. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this. A number of years ago when I was in my dad's church there, my oldest brother was a real gentleman, a real Christian. And so I asked him one day, I said, and I don't remember what it was, but I guess it wasn't a good report. I said, did you hear about, have you heard anything? Do you know anything about such and such? He said, no, I don't. He said, no, I don't. I said, do you want to know? He said, will it help me? I said, no, it won't help you. He said, I don't want to know. Hallelujah. Will it help me? Amen. Most people say, what was it? Tell me. Let me know what it was. Hallelujah. But he said, will it help me? I said, no, it won't help you. Hallelujah. He said, I don't want to know. That settled it. Hallelujah. What an answer, friend. Hallelujah. We want what will make us children of the King. We want what will make us a child of the highest. Is that right? Hallelujah. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Hallelujah. Take the world, but give me Jesus tonight. Can you say that? Take the whole world and give me Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. I love Him tonight. I'm not going to be much longer here, but amen. I want to be a child of the King tonight. His royal blood now flows through my veins. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I love this, what the prophet said. He said, nothing can keep a saint away from his God. Nothing. I tell people, if you love him enough, amen, if you love him enough, Brother Gene, there's nothing that's going to separate you from the house of God. Nothing is going to separate you from the love of God. Hallelujah. Because Paul said, I'm persuaded that nothing. Amen. Principalities, powers, things present, things to come, life nor death. He included everything. Nothing is going to separate me from the love of God. Hallelujah. And if anybody had an excuse to let it separate them, was the Apostle Paul. Shipwrecked. All that he went through. Hunger, fasting. And the Bible said, and all of this, amen, with this, the cares of the churches. Hallelujah. Oh, but he had an experience. He met the Master. He was a child of the highest. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said, I'll let nothing's going to separate me from the love of God. And I tell people, you know, they get their little feelings hurt, you know, and I just don't think I'll go back to church. What did Christ do against you? What did Christ do? Why you turn against Him? Why go back? Amen. There's nothing. I'm like Apostle Peter. When Jesus said, "Where will ye also go away?" When the Bible said that many of them walk no more with Him. It's a hard saying. Oh, there's some hard saying, Brother Terry. Sometimes the Word of God cuts us. Hallelujah. And Brother Donnie, amen, it preaches the Word. Sometimes it cuts. Hallelujah. But Brother Bram said, let me have my persecution now. Hallelujah. I said, I'd rather be cut open, acid poured in me, set on fire. Hallelujah. Than to have to go through that tribulation. Let me have my purging now. Purge me, Lord, by the Word. Hallelujah. Let me have my purging now. Hallelujah. Amen. But nothing's going to separate me from the love of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I've been hurt. Anybody else in here ever been hurt? Hallelujah. But not enough to quit loving Jesus. Isn't that right? Not enough to turn your back on the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that right? Nothing's going to separate me from the love of God. Amen. If people, you know, they just hadn't fell in love with Him enough. Isn't that right? They just haven't fell in love with Him enough. And you're talking about, we're talking about blending with the Word of God. Amen. And when we come to the end of the journey, hallelujah, we can say like the Apostle Paul, thank God for Paul. Thank God for the sufferings he went through with. Thank God for the prophet and all the sufferings that he had to endure. Nobody knows what he had to suffer. Hallelujah. Gone for months, the children begging him to come home. But he said, I had some other children that was in need. Hallelujah. Amen. And Paul said, amidst all that he had to go through, the cares of the churches was upon him. Hallelujah. But oh, when Paul come to the end, he said, I've finished my course. I've fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I hope we can say that tonight. I believe there's people here tonight. I tell people, I say there's people in Johnson City in the church. Amen. I say the best people that on the face of God's earth is right here. People, Brother Jim, that I've known for a number of years, that's steadfast and sure, amen, following the message of the hour. Amen. Hallelujah, and I thank God for every one of you. Amen. Moody, the last days that he had, Brother Ram said about 100 years ago, a little Chicago shoe cobbler couldn't hardly write his name. Papers sent to interview him. Moody one time, his minister was so outstanding they wanted to see him put in the paper. What made it? What was about Moody? What kind of a preacher he must be? And a dynamic preacher. So they went for an interview to write an editorial. And Moody couldn't even read it after they wrote it. So his manager had to read it for him. And he said, here's the way the editorial read. It said, why would anybody want to go hear Dwight Moody preach? It's more than I can say, he said. The first thing he said, he's the ugliest man I ever seen. He's bald-headed and whiskers hanging down. And said he's as big around as he is tall. And said when he tries to preach, he can't read. And he whines when he preaches, talks through his nose and lisp. When he got through, Mr. Moody just shrugged his shoulders and said, sure not. They don't come to see me. They come to see Christ. Hallelujah. They come to see Christ. No matter what the critics was, he held, amen. He held his testimony. He had a policy. Hallelujah. Amen. And he raised up and he said at his desk, amen. When he was dying, the doctor said, that's death that struck Mr. Moody. He raised up and he said, you call this death? This is my coronation day. Hallelujah. This is our coronation day. Hallelujah. There's a time that's coming, brothers and sisters. Our coronation day. Be faithful a little while longer. Amen. Just be faithful a little while longer. And you'll hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I'm glad for those that we read about in the Word of God that suffered, amen, for the cause of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And because of the Apostle Paul, we have most of the New Testament. Hallelujah. And some of it was written in adverse situations. Hallelujah. In prison. Writing with large letters. Hallelujah. Why? Because, amen, he had a burden. Hallelujah. He had a burden for the lost and the dying. Hallelujah. He had a burden for the bride of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I can see why that the Apostle Paul would say, amen, it would be better for me just to depart and be with Christ. Hallelujah. It'd be better if I just depart. Go ahead and go on. Hallelujah. But he said, it's better for you that I remain. Hallelujah. I'm sure that ministers, just about everybody feels that way at times. Hallelujah. Look at Elijah. Hallelujah. After the Mount Carmel experience, fleeing for his life. Had a juniper tree experience. Isn't that right? But then from a juniper tree experience, the next thing in line was a rapture. Hallelujah. Glory. Let's remember, Brother Branham said, on Sunday when God gives you such outpouring of blessings, just watch out on Monday. There'll be a juniper tree experience. That's the devil's job. To discourage. Come to destroy. Hallelujah. Amen. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for that tonight? Aren't you glad for the blessings of God? Hallelujah. I appreciate His grace and His blessings tonight. Hallelujah. Just blend with the Word tonight. Hallelujah. Brother Ram said, in a prayer line here, he was talking to this man in a prayer line. He said, Lord Jesus, have mercy on this man. May he come to Calvary tonight by faith. And may God, through the mercies of Christ, heal him just now as I bless him in Jesus Christ's name. He said, now, sir, as you go, go rejoicing. Go be happy. Singing songs all day long. You're that quiet type of person which would hurt you a little later in your life. You go on and just start singing hymns and rejoicing and testifying of your healing. And it will leave you. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. We got a right to rejoice. Isn't that right? Amen. In closing here, I want to just share this with you. Amen. And I believe we can identify tonight. We're identified in the Word of God. Hallelujah. And just remember, nothing can keep a saint away from his God. Nothing can keep a saint. Let me go a little bit further. Nothing can keep a saint away. Brother Bram said when the church doors are open, he can't hardly wait to get there. Hallelujah. We want to go. We want to go to church. We want to be in the house of God. Hallelujah. And you need to be in the house of God. Isn't that right? And seek tonight if you can identify. We know that we're the Word of God. We are becoming the Word. Isn't that right? We're blending with the Word. We don't want to blend with the world. We don't want to be identified. Amen. Brother Ram said the church has become a sleeping giant. A sleeping giant. We don't want to, listen. Let's go wake Jesus. Let's wake Jesus. He's just a prayer away. Isn't that right? Just the mention of the name of Jesus, friend. He's present. He's here. He's with us. Hallelujah. Remember the other Sunday morning when the people all of us gathered up here for prayer and we were praying and we were worshiping. Hallelujah. Brother told me, he said, I just felt like we're just going to go on and go on. And I was praying that we would. Hallelujah. Amen. I've said sometimes just feel like, that we're going to take a rapture. Just want to go on and be with the Lord. Isn't that right? Amen. And the next day we wish we had. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Amen. Aren't you glad, amen, for the word tonight? Listen, the word will be great in the bride. The bride is likened to the pure gold. The bride shares a joint heir relationship. And the bride was chosen before the world began. The bride is his eternal thoughts. The bride is the literal spoken word seed. The bride will speak the same thing as the Spirit. The bride has the very image. The bride has the mind of Christ. The bride has thus saith the Lord. The bride is a manifestation of the hour. The bride's a revelation of the hour. The bride is the anointed one. His work, he works in and through his bride. And he will take his bride in the rapture. And the bride has his life. Do you believe you're bride tonight? I believe I'm bride. I believe I'm bride tonight. Hallelujah. I thank God for the call. Brother David, I thank God for the call. Hallelujah. Amen. He's head over his bride. The bride is his temple. His body. The bride is the pillar of the temple. His name is given unto the bride. If it does something different from the groom, it isn't the bride, because she's flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, life of his life, power of his power. She is him. Hallelujah. She is him tonight. This minister will manifest the word bride. The bride will sit in the throne with him. The bride, the prophet, and the spirit speaks the same. He walks in the midst of the bride. Mighty works will be found in the bride. The bride is the final voice under the messenger. The bride gives God a voice. She's the city of God. She's the voice of God. She is a good seed. She's a super race. She can never pass away. She is eternal. Hallelujah. Amen. She's his eternal thoughts. She's the revelation of Jesus Christ. She is the mystery of Christ revealed. She's a further expression of Jesus Christ. She's the queen of heaven. She's a living article of God. Amen. Can you put your name there tonight? Can you identify with this? Hallelujah. She's the living stones. She's God's interpretation. And nothing will harm her. Not even death. Hallelujah. Amen. We have nothing to fear. We have nothing to fear, friend. Brother Bram said we don't have nothing to fear. Not even death. Not even death itself. Hallelujah. Some fear old age. Amen. Don't be ashamed of your gray hair. Amen. Wear it with pride. You live long enough to deserve it. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. So just go ahead and enjoy it.
Hallelujah. We've got a new body that's waiting on us. Hallelujah. We've got a body. Glory. Hallelujah. David, glory. That's like him, glorious body. Aren't you glad tonight? Hallelujah. If the church only knew its position, Brother Branham said, it will one day, and then the rapture will go when it knows what it is. Hallelujah. We're looking for a rapture tonight. Why? Because we're blending with the Word of God. Don't you love Him tonight? Oh, don't you love Him tonight? Hallelujah. This one scripture and we're closing. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't you love the Lord Jesus tonight? Aren't you glad we're the most blessed people on earth tonight? You're the most blessed people on earth tonight. God's put you in one of the most blessed places on earth tonight. Right here in East Tennessee. Isn't that right? And you're in the best place tonight you could be on earth. Brother Ram said this is the most blessed place you could be on earth. Is in church. And the next blessed place is to be with Him. Isn't that right? I just got back from New York. And I thank God He didn't put me in New York. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad I don't have to live there and drive in New York. When I got there, the brother said I had to go up into Yonkers, New York. And had to go up through all these tolls and get on the bridge coming out. It took me a long time to get back on the George Washington Bridge because of the traffic and so forth. And I just said, I thank God, amen, to be in a little place like this. Hallelujah. Amen. Had a brother visit us over from overseas once, and I might have told it, but he was on the plane with this man, and he was sitting beside this man. He said, where are you going? He said, what are you going to do in Tri-Cities? Nowhere. In the middle of nowhere. What are you going to do in the middle of nowhere? He said. I said, you ought to ask him where he was going in the middle of nowhere. You know? He said, what's your business? Why are you coming to a place of, a place of nowhere? You know? But friend, we know where we are. We know where we stand. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless those brothers and sisters there in New York that have to travel through that traffic to get to church. Amen. And when I got there, the brother told me, he said, well, you passed the test. You can tell people you've driven in New York City. You passed the test. Hallelujah. Well, I almost had a headache. I'll tell you that, you know. Amen. But God blessed us in some good meetings and amen. Bless the people and amen. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Hallelujah. So God is so good. Hallelujah. So we're looking for a new heaven and a new earth. The Bible said, first heaven and first earth were passed away and there was no more sea. And John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He'll dwell with them, and they shall be His people. And God Himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And He said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And He said unto me, it is done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning, the ending. I'll give it to him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I'll be his God. Hallelujah. And he shall be my son. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you put your name there tonight? Can you put your name there? Hallelujah. Young people, amen. Pray, read the Bible. How can you get more of the love of God? Pray and read the Bible. Hallelujah. How can you get more of God? How can you get closer to God? Pray and read your Bible. They were telling me there, I'll just say this, they were telling me about a sister there in a church. She had a 16-year-old daughter in school. She wanted her daughter to come home from school and get her schoolwork and not stay out there with, in the world, you know, with the worldly people. And so she felt like she was a prisoner. It was one day a knock came on the door, and it was somebody from, you know, come to check on, you know, and to see if, why that, you know, she couldn't, you know, have some worldly activity and so forth. The next thing she had to go before judge. The mom had to go before the judge. The girl was saying, I feel like a prisoner. My mom won't let me go out and keeps me, a tight rein on me. So the judge said, well, what about, you know, letting her come in at 8 o'clock at night? Just let her stay out till 8 o'clock and then come home. Well, 2 months. 2 months. She was in the world. Amen. Expecting a child. 2 months. Hallelujah. Listen. The devil is going to try to destroy. Amen. Everyone that he can. He doesn't care. Isn't that right? Who it is? The Bible said he comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. The devil is our enemy. Hallelujah. Destroy the enemy. Hallelujah. Destroy the enemy. Hallelujah. Listen, the Bible said to him that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I'll be his God and he shall be my son. There's going to be some overcomers. There's going to be some overcomers tonight. Now I believe tonight that we're looking at some overcomers tonight. Hallelujah. Let's stand. The musicians will come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give the Lord a hand. Give the Lord a hand tonight. He's the one. He's the one that's worthy. He's the one that's worthy tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I had this little thought upon my heart tonight. I wanted to share with you. Amen. It may be scattered, but I trust it. I've said something that has been driven home to somebody that will cause you, to love the Lord just a little bit more. Hallelujah. Just love him with all your heart. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we love you tonight, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the privilege, Lord, to be here. We thank you for a privilege to lift up holy hands, oh God, unto thee, Father, tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, up to just be a witness. Thank you, Father, we love you tonight. Bless each one, meet the needs of the people. Take all the preeminence, Lord. Take the words that have been spoken, Lord, and may something have been said that will cause them to love you more. Hallelujah, we want to blend, Lord, with the word of God. Be it to me according to thy word. Grant it, Father, we pray in Jesus Christ's name. And amen. And amen. Aren't you glad for his touch tonight? Let's sing that song. He touched me. He touched me. I'm thankful for the touch of God. Hallelujah. It's good to see you tonight in the house of God. I trust you'll be encouraged tonight in the Lord. Don't give up. Don't look back. Don't settle for less. Amen. Let God give you, amen, his treasures tonight. We found the pearl of great price. Hallelujah. If we could just realize, amen, how blessed we are. I go to little churches. They have no music. Nobody to play us any music. Little churches that struggle. Amen. But somebody, amen. They need somebody to minister to them. Amen. Brother Tim Pruitt told me a number of years ago. In fact, he wrote me a letter. I can't go to the little places you go. There's no way. I appreciate the little places that you go. And I appreciate your ministry. And I don't think he would mind me saying this. He said it openly at the church. And he said in his letter, he said, when the road gets long and you get weary, just remember there's a little church down in Louisiana. Your ministry's made a difference. Amen. I started preaching in his dad's house. Just a few. But I said that to say this. I'm nothing. I feel like I'm the least. And I'm not saying that to be humble. Just to be humble. I mean that, Brother Brad. Bradley, I mean that. I feel the least. Hallelujah. The more I do, the more I feel like I've done nothing. It's Him. It's Him. Hallelujah. I give Him all the glory. But I had a minister to tell me about in 91 or 90, somewhere along there. He said, Brother Benton, he said, I believe your minister is to encourage the bride of Jesus Christ. I'll settle for that. I don't want a big ministry. I couldn't have a big ministry if I wanted it. I couldn't handle this church. No way. Hallelujah. I'm glad for a pastor that God put over us. Hallelujah. Led by the Spirit. Amen. Gives himself, gives his all. He gives all that he's got. He gives all that he's got. Do we realize it? Do we know it? Hallelujah. Just thank God for his touch on our lives. Hallelujah. To be able to sit under this ministry. Hallelujah. That we could be touched also. Hallelujah. And feast and eat on the word of God, the spoken word of God. Amen. Fresh manna. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. I love that song tonight. Hallelujah. I trust I haven't been too long, but we love you with the love of the Lord and I want the best for you. My prayers are for you. I can't say that I love one more than I love the other. In this church, I love you all the same. I love you. I know there's people that's special. Hallelujah. Amen. But we have the love of God in our heart. Shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I don't want to see nobody miss it. I don't want to see nobody miss it. Hallelujah. I want to spend eternity with you. Let's sing. He touched me. He touched me. I was shackled by a heavy burden beneath the load of guilt and shame. Hallelujah. Oh, then the hand of Jesus touched. And now I am no longer the same. Oh, he touched me. Let him touch you tonight. Let him touch your life tonight anew. Hallelujah. And oh, oh, the joy that floods my soul. Oh, something happened, and now I know. Oh, he touched me, and he made me whole. Oh, since I met this blessed, are you glad? Are you glad? Hallelujah. Oh, since he cleansed and made me whole. What are you going to do now? What are you going to do? Oh, I will never cease to praise him. Oh, I'm going to shout it while it turned up. Oh, he touched me. Oh, he touched me. Hallelujah. And know the joy that floods my soul.
Hallelujah. Oh, something happened. And now I know it touched me. Hallelujah. Sing that last verse again. Hallelujah. What are you going to do now? Oh, since I met this blessed Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Since he came, behold, what will we do now? Hallelujah. Oh, I will never cease to praise. Oh, I'm going to shout the all eternity. Hallelujah. Oh, it touched me. Oh, he touched me. Hallelujah. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Oh, something happened, and now I know he touched me, and he made me whole. Aren't you glad for his touch? Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing a little bit of Take the Whole World, But Give Me Jesus before we go. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Hallelujah. Has God touched your life? Hallelujah. No wonder David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Every service. Two services not alike. Amen. Each service is unique. Isn't that right? Amen. I've been in services. I wish I could get a repeat. Amen. Hallelujah. But Jesus remains the same. Jesus remains the same. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Oh, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Oh, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Don't turn it back. No turning back. Oh, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Oh, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Oh, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. The cross before me and the world behind me. The cross before me and the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. I won't turn back. Oh, I won't turn back. Oh, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Oh, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Oh, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Don't turn it back. I won't turn back. For I have decided to follow Jesus. I decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I won't turn back. Hallelujah. I won't. Sing it from your heart now. Oh, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus.
I won't turn back. I won't turn back.
Where are you going to go, friend? Tell me, where will you go? For He alone has the words to eternal life. Amen. Just be faithful a little while longer. Be encouraged. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Don't be downcast. Look up. When Paul Rader come to the end of his journey, hallelujah, he was rejoicing. He was rejoicing. Brother Mosler said he couldn't hardly sleep. Brother Branham rushed to see him. He was dying. He said, do you want me to pray for you, Brother Bosworth? He said, no. He said, no. He said, what's the most outstanding thing in your life? Amen. What's in your memory that stands out the most? Hallelujah. He said, it's right now. Right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shaking hands with those. Hallelujah. That have done gone on. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what we have to look forward to tonight. Take the world, but give me Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. If I don't live to see the coming of the Lord, amen, I'll be with Him. And I'll be waiting for you. Hallelujah. February, I'll be 79 years old. Hallelujah. Amen. So I deserve these. I've lived long enough to earn them. Hallelujah. Don't you love Him tonight? Aren't you glad to be in the fold of God? God bless you. It's my prayer tonight. May He keep you. Amen. I'm glad for your attendance tonight. Amen. For pulling. For praying for me. Amen. Hallelujah. As I said, I feel the least tonight. But I'm glad that God chose me. He chose me. I wasn't looking for Him. He was looking for me. Hallelujah. It wasn't your choice. It was God's choice. You're not here by chance tonight. It's God's choice. Isn't that right? Amen. And His bride, amen, is the Queen of Heaven tonight. Do you believe that? Hallelujah. We are His bride tonight. So be faithful a little while longer tonight. God bless you. We love you. Amen. And with a little bit of amazing grace, we're going to let you go. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know how long I'll take it tonight, but Brother Biscoe told on himself once. He said, you know, he was preaching and he kept saying, well, I'm closing. He said, I'm closing. After about 3 or 4 times, I'm closing. A little boy was keeping watch, you know, looking at his watch every time he'd say, I'm closing. So about the 4th time, he said, I'm closing. He looked up at his mom. He said, Mom, is he telling the truth this time? Amen. So we'll sing a little bit of Amazing Grace and let you go home. Amen. Amen. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Hallelujah. For I was lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. To us grace that taught my heart to thee, and grace my fear relieved. Hallelujah. Oh, how precious that grace the hour I first through many dangers, through many dangers and I have already come. Hallelujah.
His grace has grown. He saved thus far, and grace will lead me on.
When we've been there 10,000 years,
when
we've been there 10,000 years,
bright shining as the sun.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we know this day to see God's praise. Then when we're first begun.
Amazing grace, as you're dismissed. Remember to pray for Brother Donnie, Brother Darrell, and the brothers as they're on their journey. They're in hunting, and God will bring them back safely. Keep them in your prayers. And God bless you. Till we meet again, we love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I once was lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see.
God bless you.